Now let's do the exercise in lesson 50. 我们看一下50课的练习题。Please open your books at page 230. 230页 Now vocabulary. Are you ready? Yes, okay. Now, first, mentally. What does it mean? 本质上内心里。What? At heart. Yes, at heart. Or we can say in the mind. Right? At heart or in the mind. Next, formidable.Formidable. What do I mean? Causing fear, right? Causing fear. 可怕的 causing fear. Okay, next. Recur. Year in, year out. Recur means what? Occur again. Or appear, right? So appear year after year. Appear year after year. Okay, beyond attainment.是某人难以达到的 Beyond attainment means cannot be attained cannot be accomplished cannot be achieved 我们可以用 accomplish 或者 achieve 去示意 attain OK next inveterate 根深蒂固的 I remember I paraphrased it in a class so deep rooted right deep rootedNow, next, frustration. Frustration, in fact, it refers to disappointment in one's mind, right? 它是人的内心里面头脑里的一种什么？失落感，所以你说 Or the feeling that you get from your failures. 那么或者我们直接聊到那一个原因 A kind of feeling that you get from your failure. 你是从失败当中所获取的那种感受。Okay, carry out. Intent is 付诸于实践 right? 实施实现 what do I mean? Putting into practice. Putting into practice. Putting into practice 表示付诸于实践的实施、Okay, now multiple choice questions. Comprehension. Number one. In making his New Year resolution, the writer...那么在制定新年决心这方面的作者怎么样呢 OK, which one? So this year, what? He carefully chose modest ambitions, right? 他精心选择两个不太过分的新年决心 So in fact we choose C He was careful to choose two which he thought were within his scope 好这个表达方式我要求同学们记住一个小小短语 within his scope 是他力所能及的是他范围之内的好如果你想表达我选择了这项工作那么我觉得这是我力所能及的这就语句应该怎么来表达我选择了这项工作我的看法呢那是我力所能及的 So I choose theJob, which I think, what? Which I think is within my scope. Got it? Okay, number two. The family realized what one of his resolutions was when they. 那么这个家他的家里人怎么样看待他的一个其中的一个新年的决定呢？当他们 okay, so which one?The family realized what one of his resolution was when they, okay, in fact, we know, his excited, what, exhausted, his being exhausted betrayed his secret. 大家应该清楚一点他的那种精疲力尽把他的秘密给泄露出去了把他背叛了 right? Okay, so, when they noticed how tired and looked when he came to breakfast, yeah. 那么在什么时候是注意到的呢当他注意到了他很精疲力尽的坐在早餐桌旁吃早饭的时候 right? Yeah, 这个主要是练习的表达方式When I what, sat at breakfast table exhausted that betrayed me Okay, number three The writer's efforts to read more have so far failed because 大家知道这个 the writer's effort to do something， 这是我要求你把握的一个重点表达方式。干什么所做出的努力，多看点书的这种努力，那么已经是到目前为止它是失败了。为什么 ？Why？ OK， so what caused his failure？ 是什么导致了他的失败 ？You know， he only stayed in his own room for what the first two evenings。他只待在自己的房间里待了两个夜晚。And then he couldn't resist the temptation to watch TV, right? So he sat down in front of television pretending to read, right? 所以我们这个选项就应该落在哪儿了 ？Dog, yes. He's not been able to resist the hypnotic effect of television. 他依旧不能抗拒怎么样？电视机那种昏昏欲睡的影响啊。有的同学可能选了 boy， he enjoys watching television more than he does reading. You know, the writer doesn't talk about that directly. 你要知道作者并没有直截了当的提及他更喜欢看电视，超过了他进行阅读啊。In fact, we know the writer felt cold and lonely, so he couldn't resist the temptation to what sit in front of television, right?所以答案应该选择是第四个选项。OK， 那 structure， 我们这个结构题可以说是要求大家掌握重点题目，那么根据这句子结构形式来扩展同学们不同的表达方式。Past experience has taught us that certain accomplishments。好，根据原文相对照，同学们发现这里应该选择的是 A 选项还是 Dog 选项？我们绝对不会选 Boy 和 C 了 ，A or Dog。过去的经验告诉我们，我们将永远不会取得特定的一些成就 ，OK？ 那么是 never attain 还是 will never attain？ 那么一定要注意这里的 that 所引导的宾语从句当中，它暗含的语义我们将永远不会。So you know some certain accomplishments are beyond our attainment。那么我们在用 beyond 这个介词的时候，往往运用的是一般时态。它一些特定的成就是我们难以取得的，超出我们的能力。在原文的表达方式当中，我们采用的一般现在时。Certain accomplishments are beyond attainment, right? 但是限定的原因受到了介词 beyond 的影响。但如果变成一个普普通通的句式，如果表达为 Past experience has taught us that.We will never attain certain accomplishments if our what New Year resolutions are too ambitious. Got it? 如果我们的这个新年的决心太怎么样？太过于雄心勃勃，那么我们将永远不会取得这些成就的。你看，这是为什么？它是暗含的一个条件呀。比如说，如果你不努力，你将永远不会通过这个考试。If you don't study hard, you will never pass your examination, right? 所以答案应该是 dog 啊。Number five, we look even more foolish than we what when we slip back into our old ways. 那么这是相以对比了。If we what tell everyone what our resolutions are, 如果我们告诉每一个人我们的新年决心是什么。We look even more foolish. 我们看上去会更怎么样？愚蠢。Than we 比我们本应本我们应比我们什么？看上去的更愚蠢。言外之意怎么 ？Than we what we would or we should or we need or we ought. Yeah. Than we should look. Yeah. 这里不可能选择 dog. 为什么呢 ？Out 必须是 out to 搭配。Yeah. Than we should.Look， 那么实际上动词 look 不必重复就省略掉啊，所以 would 明显 would 我们在运用这个情态动词的时候，它表示内心的一种心愿，而不是说本来的这种样子啊。像我们说你应该看起来的样子 ，so what you should look、yeah.Okay, now number six. I jumped about on the carpet and uncomfortable positions that I sat down exhausted. 好，在原文灯表达方式当中，我们是把这个躯体扭曲成不舒服的形状结构位置 right。 好，同学们见到这个第六题的主干，我们涉及到了 that， 那明显这是表示一种结果，因此我坐下精疲力尽的坐下来，那么前面的表达方式肯定会出现一个 so 或 such、right？ 那么应该选 so 还是选择 such？ 那么你注意这个主体词 uncomfortable positions。Uncomfortable positions， 那么这里的 positions 是否能，它 positions 接受 so 的修饰还是接受 such 的修饰？ such， 因为它毕竟是一个名词 right， 所以答案应该是 C， yeah， twisted myself into such uncomfortable positions， 这样就很轻松了。那么第四个选项也用了 such， 但你发现 twist me， 如果用 me 那说明是什么？Somebody else twisted me into uncomfortable position. In fact, the writer himself twisted himself, right? 如果用 me 的话，是说明别人把他们扭曲成这种形状，而事实上是作者本人自己所做的事情，所以应该选择 C. Number 7, I argued that last time exhausting myself, I would do more reading, right? 那么说我正面说呢，如果我少花一点时间，那么自己就不会那么精疲力尽，就可以多进行阅读。你注意 I would do more reading， 这个 I 是主什么主句，它的主语，那么说明前部分应该是表示通过某种方式才能做到这一点 right？ 所以我们答案已经落在了 boy yeah， to spending less time exhausting myself。 OK， I want to ask you a question。 If the writerWanted to do more reading, fresh and uncrumpled. What should he do? 如果这位作者本人想怎么样，精神充沛的，没有垮下来这种状态，去多看点书的话，他应该怎么样？采用哪一种方式 ？So, the writer would do more reading fresh by spending less time exhausting himself. 对，听着。啊，你看我，会把英语学好。那这个条件是我必须要每天努力学习。 I will learn English well by working hard every day, right?